My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can be each and every day, and I thank you for keeping tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got a great program lined up for you. 3 hours of good stuff coming at you. Bottom of hour number three, Matt Long will be joining us, or I'll be joining him, or something along that line, in the Hill Country Patriot Radio station as well. And we'll talk about Americans and how far will Americans allow this situation to go? At what point is too far too far? And we'll talk about that. We're going to be talking in just a few minutes here, hopefully with David Summerall. We'll be visiting with David about Bloody Hill and January 6th and Mar-a-Lago and all that kind of good fun stuff. So hopefully, he will be, getting on with us. I spoke to him just a few minutes ago, so hopefully he's not having trouble getting connected. Let's see. Also, coming up today, Ward Connerly will be with us. We'll be talking with Ward about, the continued efforts out in California to, continually to racially divide us and reparations and affirmative action and all the other nonsense that they're trying to pull out there. We'll be visiting with Ward about that and the progressives and have the progressives finally. Well, I know they've gone too far, but we'll get Ward's thoughts with regards to that. Let's see, also coming up, Victor Avila will be with us today. We'll talk about the counties in Texas that have said, no, we're not going to let you go any further, declaring an emergency in their counties along the border. And what does that mean? And what resources will they tap into as a result of that? Let's see, David Lowry Jr. will be with us today as well. We'll talk about stopping racism. We'll talk about, can you have systems that appear to be racist, which are, I mean, there's no question Planned Parenthood was specifically a racially structured organization focused on the sterilization of black women and the murder of black babies. There's no question about it. The 1965 Civil Rights Act, which was great in and of itself to a degree, except that it was then used to be able to shift the black population from voting for Republicans who were the party that was created actually to literally protect the black vote and turn them somehow into the bad guys. And now then the Democrats and Lyndon Johnson knew this, became the new slave masters with the welfare program. And they knew they were going to destroy the family. That was the goal. Again, tying into the Planned Parenthood thing. So yes, there was absolutely a group of racists whose focus was to destroy black Americans. On the other hand, America as a whole was not. And we'll get into all of that and talk about that and statistics and some other things as well with David coming up top of the next hour. I'm going to give David Sumrall a quick phone call here and see if I can get him. Hang on one second.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
All right, he's coming in right now. He'll be joining us in just a minute. Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, we'll get him in here in just a second. So we're going to talk about in this segment, you know, I respect the fact that everybody is talking about Mar-a-Lago and what happened to President Trump. There he is, the man of the hour. Hey, brother.
What are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So I was just sharing with the audience here, you know, everybody is talking about Mar-a-Lago, which is great. And it is, and it shouldn't have happened. And we talk about the protection of the office of the president. Now the precedent that sets. But I'm disconcerted by this, David, and I imagine this must have crossed your mind as well. This is not the first private residence that has been kicked down, doors crushed in, and violations of the Constitution made since January the 6th. And you know, I mean, it's not the first one that has happened in general. You know, my guest David Lowery at the top of the next hour is going to say, look, this has been happening in the black community for years. And he's right. And he's right. But the point of, and so it bothers me in that sense. That, you know, yes, it's great that there's been some awakening with regards to this and a little bit more journalistic bluster, if you will. But, you know, where have these congressional members been? Where's the outrage been? Where's the pushback been when it comes to guys like Tony and Derek and others? I mean, they're two of the ones that come off the top of my head, but Coy, you know, the Cowboys for Trump, right? Isn't it Coy, right?
Yeah, Coy Griffin, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, where's the outrage in what has happened? And what about, you know, Matthew Perrin, who committed suicide, and Mike, Mark Ongst.
Yeah, and listen, he's the sixth suicide. People don't understand the reality of the situation unless they're in it. And it's so much easier to say, hey, you know, it doesn't affect me. I didn't do anything wrong and they're not going to come after me and they're not, but that's not the case, man. And listen, the analogy you gave about the black community is perfect. Listen, we didn't do anything for people for a long time. We saw things happen. We said, well, you must have done something wrong. You must have been in the wrong place, the wrong time. Sorry, we can't help you. And now that it's on us, you know, instead of the other communities coming to rally around us and say, these are due process violations, this is real. Coy Griffin spent 9 days in the hole before he got a phone call, before he got a shower, before he got to talk to an attorney or anything. 9 days. He's a county commissioner. And if they can do that to a county commissioner, they can do it to anybody. We see him doing this to Trump at Mar-a-Lago. But I'm telling you, this as much as true as anything, they are trying to push our buttons and get us fighting mad. We talked about this last time. It's that whole Civil War syndrome that they're trying to push.
Right.
And that's the reason for Mar-a-Lago. You did not hear them doing the Mockingbird media repetitive action about, oh, they're talking about a Civil War until the Mar-a-Lago raid. And that gave them fuel for their fire to be able to say, oh, now they're mad. Now they're mad. We poked their boss and now they're all fighting mad. And it's not true. We're not fighting mad at the people. We're angry with the government. And look, I don't care about other people's ignorance. I can't help that. I'm not here to judge them. I'm here to do my thing, witness to them as I can, try to enlighten them to the truth. But above and beyond that, it's the government that's in control. It's not the people. Why would I be mad at people just because they don't know anything and just because they got tricked and duped? There's other ways to fight. They don't have to be physical. And the left and the right, unfortunately, have reduced us to make people think that's the only way we can resolve our problems is with violence. And that's far from the truth.
Well, and then when you look at the documents, you know, that are out there, as it relates to, and I'll put a couple of those things up, but you know, the FBI and their most recent paperwork, that specifically identifies, who the bad guys are and how are we going to know who those doggone bad guys are? You know, they're,
right.
You know, we're going to do what? We're going to, I don't know. We're going to know they're bad guys because they support things like the Second Amendment, right? Because they have Gadsden flags, because they have, Betsy Ross flags or the Liberty Tree. You know, those are clear signs that these are, militia violent extremists, according to this new FBI memo that I, hang on, cause I just had it. Yeah, here we go. It's up on the screen for people to see. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they're giving to these, to the agents. And, I had a guest on, I'm trying to remember. I don't think that it was you, brother, but I had a guest on that actually, you know, was saying to one of the FBI agents, you know, why are you?
That was my boy. That was Trennis. I was telling you that story.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Why? We had an agreement. I was coming in Monday. Here you are kicking my door in Friday, throwing explosives in my neighborhood, scaring my neighbors and my family, hold them at gunpoint. Why? We had a deal. And the guy says, because your people killed one of our people with a fire extinguisher. Lies. Every bit of that's a lie.
Total.
Nobody on our team killed anybody. That's the part that people keep forgetting. They talk about broken glass. They talk about bear spray, pushing, shoving, screaming, yelling, which all pales in comparison to the 4 murders that day by Capitol and Metro Police. 4 people died that day. Officer Sicknick died the next day as a result of their negligence. There being the police, our people asked to get him medical treatment. Took him to the police and said, please help him. They did not. He died the next day from his stroke. And then they started the impeachment based on that. Another lie that Trump started a riot. First of all, it was not declared a riot until an hour after the police had been attacking the people for an hour. And then finally it was declared a riot. That's not because of the people. I can promise you that. That's the police's ongoing attack, misuse of all their bombs and explosives and tear gas. The things that they used were not authorized for use. And on top of that, they used them improperly, which led to the death of the 2 men. The hand grenades, you know, the flashbang grenades.
Right.
Stopped their hearts.
Yep.
Stopped their hearts, man. That's not natural causes.
No.
That's not. So we need the coroner. We need the media. We need the people in office that all conspired to put that story together. That story there worries me more than anything else, because they can cover that up, lie, say whatever they want,
well,
and American people won't know the truth.
And the Roslyn Boylan story is horrific. The beating an unconscious woman to death. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is David Sumrall. And yes, if you're watching, you can see David is traveling. He is he's on his way to work, folks. He's a working guy. He's a working American. You know, I was talking to somebody, yesterday evening, and they were saying there's a video out, that everybody should look at, comparing the Democrat Party's candidates to the Republican Party candidates. The Democrat Party candidates, none of them are working class people. None of them, none of these guys, none of these people have ever even held a job. Okay.
Unbelievable.
And then the Republicans were all guys and gals holding down jobs, working for a living. Now you tell me who has the better understanding of what Americans are dealing with. And believe me, let me say this too, cause it's kind of, you know, again, but Buddy and I were talking about this part too. It's like, okay, tell me why I should vote Republican straight down the ticket, predicated on and going back to the premise of what we just talked about, David, you know, as we opened up this segment, right? Where were the Republicans talking seriously talking about, you know, you had Louie Gohmert, you had Marjorie Taylor Greene, you had Lauren Boebert. Is that her first name, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's it. to my knowledge, you may know more. You may have some other names that you would add to that. But for the most part, Buck out of Colorado probably was on that list. But, I mean, compared to 435 congressional members, 165 of those are Republicans, and you had maybe 5 to 7 of them that were on the side from the get of saying, Josh, Holly, you know, saying, hey, wait a minute. These were patriot citizens here for legitimate reasons, redressing their government, set up by the FBI. This was all nonsense from the get. The rest of them saying, no, these are bad guys. It was an insurrection. They need to be arrested. They need to be prosecuted. It was all bad, 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 bad.
And that's people on both sides. Like you said, that's Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz talking about insurrection. And these people needed a real checkup. I'm curious as to some of the non-working people on our side as well. I guess a lawyer's sort of a job. But I'm telling you, it's disgusting because there is a certain amount of that affects the people more. And we feel it from the politicians. We feel it from, you know, our political pundits on both sides. We understand what that's like. But when that trickles down into your neighborhood, that's where the issue is. That's where the problem starts, because that's where we have to get along. We have to do business together. We have to trade together. Our school, our kids go to school together. We go to the same churches. We live here. We're the same people, no matter what you think happened based on what someone else said. And it's that horrible, horrible comparison that people want to make with Antifa and BLM. These were different standalone events. We did not go to tear stuff up. We didn't tear stuff up on the way there. We didn't tear stuff up on the way home. We didn't tear stuff up when we got home. We hadn't been tearing stuff up ever since. We don't do that. It's not our thing. It was not our intention. Until people get that through their head that there was enough people to kill everyone there, and we didn't.
Right.
There was enough people to take the whole building down, and we didn't. There was definitely enough people to burn Washington to the ground, and we didn't. That was never our intention. And no matter how many times they repeat their lie, repeat their lie, repeat their lie,
right,
there are good people out there that will never, ever believe that, that know what a patriotic day that was for people to do what they did, to stand up for their freedom and for their rights and for their vote on behalf of all American citizens. And then to be punished like that, listen, Matt Gaetz said it the other day, reparations are in order. You know, I'm sorry that everybody else is going to have to get back in line for theirs, but this is real. This is torture. It's intentional. It's avoidable. For those reasons, these people have to be compensated for what they've been tortured, their families,
well,
their communities.
And it continues. And we talked about this the last time that you were on, and we'll continue this into this next segment. But understand, Airbnb has said, we will not allow our Airbnb members to rent to people who are suspected of having attended January 6th. Not been charged with anything, just simply went to the Ellipse, listened to the president, and went back to their hotels or went on a sightseeing tour. Or if you were in Washington D.C. on the 6th of January and happened to walk by and stop for a minute and listen to what was being said, Or maybe you were, you know, already on the Capitol grounds because you were there. I mean, there are tourists at the Capitol grounds 365 days out of the year, taking pictures and standing in front of the, you know, buildings and so forth, okay? And maybe you were one of those and you were there. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food-sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David and I are just enjoying how much we love living in Texas. You know, it is. It is. But I was kind of getting into this. You know, when you talked about the reparations and things of that nature, what we're referencing, ladies and gentlemen, is that individuals who went to those events, have had rent canceled. They have had their businesses ended. Nick Searcy has one of those individuals on there, a guy that had a thriving business, and now his business is literally, he got thrown out. He got thrown out of his own building, thrown out of the town, that nobody, they had to shut his business down. Certain airlines won't allow you to get onto the airline. Airbnbs won't rent to people. As I was mentioning, even if you just, you know, walked by for a minute, but if there's any suspicion at all that you were there on the 6th of January, 2020, there's a strong possibility then that you're going to be on some list somewhere, and your persona non grata in certain areas of America, to the point that you may have difficulty providing for your family.
Oh, you're gonna have difficulty. Here's the way it works, brother. And here's the thing. Your credit score matters these days a whole bunch. If you're gonna buy anything, you know your credit score is pretty important. And we have one of the guys that came out of prison, did his time, came out and cut his credit score in half, had, you know, 700 plus, now he's got 400. But let me tell you, the flip side, especially for the people in jail, they've spent everything they have to try to afford to stay alive this long. Their families, the breadwinners in jail, the wife and the kids are at home trying to fend for themselves. So they're broke on top of being in a bad spot. They come out, they can never rebuild because of the deplatforming. And everybody's like, wait, so censorship, you know, no big deal. So you get censored or deplatformed or something. And it's like, y'all don't understand, it's not just social media. It's not just Twitter. It's not just Facebook. To be deplatformed is one thing. Censored out of your community and out of existence, you can't eat. You know, and we went around doing the Demand Free Speech rallies for years talking about these censorship issues. And everybody said, you know, don't say anything bad on social media. You probably said something wrong on Twitter, and so they took, and that's not the case. Whether you said something wrong or not, we get into platform issues and freedom and public and private. I get all that. But when it comes down to eating your food and having a credit score that has to do something with society, not social media, it gets really important. And all these people, you know, until Michelle Malkin lost her Airbnb or until Mike Lindell lost his bank access. See, that's the censorship we've been warning against, and it's trickling down into these January Sixers. They're being ruined in the media, in their public, in the standing with their community.
Listen,
all these things pay in for generations.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've got a friend who is a psychiatrist, and his focus, his practice focus, is on people with, you know, sexual trauma. Okay. And he gets a letter from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania saying the Prosecution Division of the Department of the State's Office of Chief Counsel on behalf of the Bureau of Professional and Occupational Affairs has completed its inquiry based upon allegations that you made homophobic remarks and posts on social media.
Wow.
Following review, this office decided not to prosecute this case. But think about what that means, folks. Think about, and I'm going to tell you, God gave me three things to address when I started this show 11 years ago, David. Islam, the homosexual agenda, and secular humanism. And I've had people, for 11 years tell me two things. Number one, drop pastor. Don't say Pastor Greg, because, you know, people, you know, don't say, well, I'm trying to encourage ministers of God to speak out the truth and to get engaged and get involved, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I'm trying to encourage Christians that they need to be a voice. And I've had ministerial groups who would not even let me come and speak to them because we don't want to hear about this. I had a annual revival meeting that I had been speaking at that said, you're not allowed to come back because we don't want any political talk.
Can you imagine?
All right. And I have been specifically told that because of the fact that I address the homosexual agenda, my show is not allowed on certain networks. Period.
But it's an agenda, and that's why they won't let us talk about Christ, because that's an agenda, to bring people to the kingdom and to give them truth and hope and life and Amen. Prosperity. You can't have most of those things with that other agenda you're talking about. That's what's sad, is that the people are tricked so bad. That's the devil. The Bible's specific, man. Many will be deceived. It doesn't say in the beginning, the middle, or the end. It just says along the way somewhere. It doesn't say at the last minute, but it could be. All I know is it's true, because people are getting tricked all over the place, losing their very lives in the fact that they lose hope and their will to live. And this whole thing about ministers, man, my dad's a preacher, so I kind of got a different angle of it growing up. And I know that he did the work for the people in many, many instances, not the people doing the work. And that's not the preacher's job. The preacher's job is to minister to those people so they can go and minister to the world. He had to go to the hospital every time, the funerals every time, all the counseling, all the everything. When the church, we are the body, we're the hands and feet, the arms and legs.
Yeah.
It's up to us to take that action. That's why people don't like you telling that message, because it takes away from them being the, quote, shepherd that's in control, that does all the talking for the whole congregation and makes it. And I'm just so out on that. This January 6th thing has proven to us, as with all things, brother, action is the key. Action. And you have to choose. It's just like salvation. You have to choose. And you have to take an action. You can be the best person in the world. You can do all the right things. You can give everything you have and still go straight to hell if you're not a Christian. All those
that's
good
right.
intentions.
Good works
matters.
Don't save you. Yep.
That's right. It's the action of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, making that commitment, doing what's right.
Yep. It's what not, he does. It's what he does.
It's
what. And let me
every
yeah.
bit of what we're going through is because of lack of action. The church wasn't active. We've let this happen. Oh my gosh, man, we go on and on about
well,
that.
Well, let me share this scripture, because you're going to get blown away, because this is what God put on my heart this morning, and I was going to share it earlier, but this is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Brother, if that doesn't wrap up in a bow what you just said, I mean, right? You know,
that's
and,
the way it works.
Huh?
That's the way God works. That is absolutely right. And listen, you can't take it with you, folks. You can't take it with you. Why don't you invest in something kingdom related instead of, and man, we're so duped, man. Netflix has everybody wrapped around there. They just want to chill and watch TV and do what they do. And my other friend always says, as long as they got softball on Tuesday, soccer on Thursday, and Applebee's on Saturday, they're fine. They don't care. They're not gonna be involved. And unfortunately, it's like, you know, mothers against drunk drivers. You're not gonna get involved till somebody hits your kid. Well, you know, some drunk runs over your kid, and then you're gonna get involved. This is one of those proactive, not reactive things. If you wait, it's too late. This is literally when the FBI comes and kicks your door in, you're already in the system. You're already fighting just like everybody else.
Well, and the real reality, David, is you've already been in, because if they're kicking your door in, I promise you, they've been watching you for 6 months, a year. You've been on the list, and you just didn't even know it.
Did you hear about the church? The Southern Baptist Convention is being investigated.
Oh, they're being investigated for sexual harassment.
Okay, so listen, man. We were telling people after January 6th, they're coming for y'all next. Everybody said, no, we're not crazy. We didn't do anything stupid. We didn't do anything questionable. And I said, no. It's just if you stand up and say anything against, because a lot of people went and didn't do anything wrong. They're still in trouble. They said, no, you're wrong. Something's bad. Then they went to the school, and they went to that school board meeting, and they said, we don't like CRT. Then the FBI bangs on the door, and we're sitting here saying, they're coming for y'all. And they're like, maybe you're right. The church needs to wake up to the fact that this is a holy war. This is a holy war.
Amen.
If you got duped by COVID and shut your church down for COVID, I got bad news for you. This might steamroll you. I'm just saying, if you're that kind of church, you better find another leader. I'm just saying.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back more. David Sumrall, BloodyHill.com. Last Monday. Not yesterday, but a week ago Monday, we connected the dots between Ruby Ridge, Waco, Bundy Ranch, the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and January 6th. And what happens on Monday night? The President of the United States House gets attacked. We'll be back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. By the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. A place to kind of close our segment out today too, for folks, just in the sense of this, because it's not about Pastor Greg, it's about glory to God, but it's about the faith that we're going to have to persevere. We're going to have faith, because look, you know, the grocery store shelves are going to get empty. Okay? There isn't going to be food. We are right now over the course of the next 2 days, I'm going to be highlighting with Save the Persecuted Christians, the literal assault on Christians and Christianity that is happening, not around the world, which it is, but right here in America. If you are a Christian, you are on the FBI's list because you are a Christian. Understand that if you are truly a Christian, you can be a social justice church warrior okay, that's, you know, sucking up to black liberation theology or some nonsense, okay, or what Trevor Loudon calls the enemies within the church, sucking up to communism. You can be that, absolutely. But I want you to know something, you're going to hell.
Well, and listen, that's the thing we were talking about, that all-inclusive, right? I mean, it's all or nothing, people. It's 100%. It's feet in the fire time for everybody that wants to be a part of it. And it's not just that faith that sustains you from meal to meal. It's the faith in where your soul is going and who you put your trust in for eternity. That's a little bit different. And all things give thanks means during the good times and the bad. And let me tell you, these guys in prison right now for J6, they get that more than we do. You know, if you ask somebody on the street right now, where's the importance? It's like, well, you know, I got a job, I got a family, I got this, I got that. These guys in jail, all that's been taken. That's it. So they know the most important thing is God in their lives. They've come to that point. And there is a restoration and a revival that's taking place in the hearts of these people. And listen, it's the worst time. It's the worst thing you can ever imagine. Yeah. And can you imagine the fact that these guys are thankful for that? They have that faith that they're going to be seen through this no matter what. No matter what, God is in control of this. And we have to get back to that. That's the action that it's going to take. If America is going to make this turn, we have to be those people. And not all of us. Heck no, we can never get everybody to pay attention like that. But it's a huge percentage, more than the 3 or 4 or 5% it's going to take to save us.
Amen.
From where we
are. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you, for me personally, you know, you talked about, you know, the guy waking up in the morning with no emotions. I wake up in the morning and I have to brace myself, because when I hit the floor, it's going to be on a scale of 1 to 10, somewhere between 15 and 25.
Yeah.
That's how much pain I'm going to have to get through to get from my bed to my wheelchair and then make the short walk to where you see me seated right now. And that's every single day. But you know what? I'm called to this.
Yes.
I'm called to this.
Amen, brother.
And that's why I'm here.
Amen. And listen, what an honor to be called for Inc. You can call me Lass. You call me anytime you want that kind of calling. Just call me. Don't leave me out. I want to be useful. I don't want to be dead weight, and I sure don't want to lead people in the wrong direction. We have to try hard not to do that, because that's a daily struggle. We die to self every single day. And the struggles and the pain that people experience, you know, Paul's thorn, we get that. But Paul did some of his best work in jail or in house arrest.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people, like yourself, brother, there is a reason that we do experience what we experience. And we're not wise enough to even understand these things. But I tell you, that it goes full circle when the J6ers, when they're coming after them, when the CRT complainers, when they're coming after them, you're talking about this persecution on the Christians and on the church. Yeah. Guys, that's what's next. We see the Southern Baptist Convention. We see all these investigations. We see the white supremacy, the domestic violent extremist thing. This is the whole push. This is why you must take action, take a stand. And listen, I've always been worried, brother. What's going to happen when they really come door to door and say, do you believe in Jesus or not?
Right.
People going to have the faith in God enough to say, yes, I'm a believer. Send me home now. I'm ready.
Yep.
That's hard.
Well, and folks, don't think that can't or won't manifest itself, that they won't start doing that. And, you know, we're going to be posing that question in our final segment today. How far? How many of your neighbors are you going to allow them to drag away before you're going to become engaged in what's taking place and in what's happening? at what point do we say, okay, enough is enough? And I realized, and I was watching, you know, Ezekiel, some teaching on Ezekiel last night, and we do, and on Revelation, and we do have to love our enemies enough to lay down our lives for them and show them a different and a better way. I think about, even as we're speaking about this, I think about the guys that were down in Ecuador in the 1950s, the five missionaries that were on the beach that were murdered by the tribe members who were cannibalistic, who were killers. And they, and one of the things that Steve Saint's dad said to him when he went, Steve Saint said, "Dad, are you going to use that gun?" And he said, "Son, no, I won't. And the reason that I won't is I'm ready and they're not. I know where I'm going and they don't." And we may well be faced, I know, right? That's radical. We may well be faced with that same challenge. And I was thinking about that because I'm thinking, well, I want to defend myself. I want to defend my family. You know, all those kinds of things. But then the reverse of that is there's an eternal chess game. There's a checkers game going on, and then there's a chess game that's going on. Are you in the world's checkers game or are you in God's chess game? Will you be God's chess piece? Man, I'm preaching to me right now, folks. Let me tell you, I'm preaching to me right now. Ooh, this is heavy. All right, we're going to jump. God bless you, David, man. We're going to have to think about these things. Love you, my friend. Hour number two coming up right after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, "Are you working?" He said, "Yes."
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, "Pow." Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Days since my wife was murdered. So I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.